Broadcasting from Florida Tech, this is WFIT Melbourne, 89.5 FM, live and direct from our on-air studio. And WFIT is honored to have two elder statesmen of reggae music here with us today, Cecil Skelly Spence, LaSalle Wiss Bulgin of Israel Vibration. Greetings, gentlemen.
Yes.
So, you formed in Kingston, Jamaica in the early 70s, and you two met at a hospital in Kingston, Jamaica, right? So you have known each other for a long time.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Because of the outbreak of the poliomyelitis, you know?
Yeah.
There was this institution in Kingston, you know?
Right.
Mona Rehabilitation Center, you know? That's where the kids that was afflicted with the polio disease, you know, was treated, you know?
Right.
Like physical therapy and things like that.
So. Now, in the hospital, did you begin singing songs together at that time?
No.
No?
Not at first. I mean, there were a lot of kids there, you know?
Yeah.
And they had a choice, like, in terms of, like, musical instruments and stuff like that, you know? But, like, the question you asked, you know, we didn't plan, like, to sing.
Right.
You know, like,
right. Now, but when, in the 70s, you two formed the vocal group with another childhood friend, April Gabriel, right? And that's when you began singing and performing?
Yeah, that was the time we do the first. Now, we decided we do some music. It was like rehearsing in the institution, and some 12 tribe brethren was passing by, and they said we should go in the studio.
Right.
So we decided to go to the studio. And it wasn't easy. You see it?
What was hard?
No, it was not a sympathy trip. Israel Vibration was done.
Yeah.
It was not a pity trip, you see it? Israel Vibration was some naughty jed who decided, so we're going to do some music because music is important.
The music was important to you?
Yes, you know, because it, when we sing it, when we feel down, we have good vibes, your energy. You see, that's why we're in the ghetto and you're struggling. Is music sometimes give you energy, you know?
Yeah. Now, at that time in Jamaica, it was hard in the ghetto, and there was political unrest, and things were very dangerous in the streets. But your lyrics always had, they were positive and conscious lyrics, and they were important lyrics. Did you find that was uplifting when people heard it?
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know, because you know, sorry. In that time, you know, it's like, it's an experience again, you know, I come out of one stage of childhood, you know, into like teenager, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you know, like a start experience, like your identity start to come closer to you, you know, in terms of like who you really is, you know?
Right.
So because of that, you know, it brings certain pressure from even your parents, you know?
Yeah.
Because when we start to Rastafari and smoke herb and not to jail, I can't think. It was a pressure right there, you know? And we were also among people who expected us to do things that would suit them, you know?
Ah.
So when we did what suited us, it upset them.
Ah.
And then that's another pressure again, you know? And I'm because of that now, it even caused us to lose jobs and things like that, you know?
Yeah.
So right there then, it's like the street becomes like a schoolroom now. You know, you start to learn things just naturally from the streets and from brethren and sisters, you know.
So that was your school, that was your education, that's where you learned?
Yeah, from the streets.
Yeah.
And from brethren and sisters who have uplifting conversations, you know.
Yeah.
And positive influence in terms of like guidelines, you know.
Right. Well, I see that you brought some acoustic guitars to the studio here, so we would love to hear some positive music today.
Right.
Well, we only have one song that we play on the album, acoustic style, so we're going to do that one song.
One song?
After the acoustic style.
And this will be from the new album, Play It Real, right?
It's totally different style. You have to, in Askia, with the Rose Radix band, and the acoustic with Ionovis.
Do you write songs on acoustic guitar to get the basics first?
Well, apparently this album here, it's kind of a different spin to it because after all years, we go in the studio, we always just sing on the band, play the card. But this time it's like, we find his wooden cards on the band fella, I find our wooden cards on the band fella. It's like we more get into the music now than before.
Yeah, and build it upon that. Yeah, yeah. Well, we're speaking with Israel Vibration this afternoon, and they're going to be in concert tonight at the Melbourne Auditorium. Tickets are still on sale for that. But two legendary artists, Skelly and Wiss, here in the studio here, they are known as Israel Vibration, and they will be singing a song.
This one, In the Rain. With us in the rain, let music ring. Let's go dancing with us in the rain. Far I can see different rains clash and creep. Jamming right here with we. This a reggae festivity. So I say, can you feel the rain? Let's go dancing with our singing in the rain. Let the music ring, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're jamming in the rain. By the river, ripples grow. In the valley, hear the breeze blow.
Vibration here at the WFIT studios with a track from their new album called Play It Real. That's an acoustic version of Dancing in the Rain. Well, luckily, no rain today here, so plenty of dancing. It'll be a fun show tonight. They're going to be performing tonight at the Melbourne Auditorium. Doors open at 7, showtime 9-ish. Also in the studio, we have Ross Michaels, who is the host of our reggae show here on WFIT.
Yes.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming in, too.
Oh, yes, it's always a joy and a pleasure to be here and, you know, give thanks to all the listeners out there. And Israel Vibration and Roots Radix are here, and they're ready to go.
You play a lot of Israel Vibration on the radio, too.
Oh, yeah, very much so. I know the people here in the area can't say they haven't heard them before.
Yeah.
Because almost every show I play at least three, minimum of three,
right,
Israel Vibration. That's been going on now for a couple of years.
Give thanks.
Yeah, well, thank you for the music. I mean, I had seen you years ago in Boston when I was going to college up there, and it's just an amazing show. So I'm really looking forward to the show tonight then, too. And so it's been many years since you've been performing, right?
Yeah, I've tried 40 years now.
It's a long time. What is one of the biggest crowds that you have performed? Because you played to Sunsplash and things like that. What's the biggest crowd you have ever performed for?
Well, in Europe, it's like we're strong in Europe, you know?
Yeah.
Like places like in France, in Holland, and Belgium.
What do you think it is about, you know, why reggae music is so popular in Europe? What do you have any ideas?
Well, I feel the lyrical content, you know.
Lyrics?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the lyrical content, because you have to check on the contents of the product, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where the main source really lies, you know.
Yeah.
The information that is within the content, you know.
Right.
Tell you what to do or what took place or what is about to take place. Because the music and the people, the music reflects the experience of the people, you know.
Right.
Within the music, you find the condition of the people, you know.
Yeah. Now, in the 1980s, like, dance hall became very, very popular, but you didn't embrace the dance hall music because, you know, you couldn't get your positive message out there, the positive lyrics.
No. The thing is, you can't fight against dance hall music, you know. No, guys, what me I really say? Reggae wasn't just reggae. You have ska, rock steady, mento coming up to get reggae. So it's like you're planting the seed and seed that grow. So now you have reggae. Now you have a different generation of some younger youths now. And I mean, it was this dancehall, kind of dancehall. But still, why I saying you can't do dancehall, but, you know, put some good lyrics to it and it can't work anywhere.
Yeah. It still works as long as the words are good.
It's
a
branch off of the tree, so you can't really put it down. It's music, you know?
Right. Now, who are some of the younger artists that you listen to? I mean, I know you still listen to music today.
Well, on the album tour, we collaborate with this youth named Droop Lion. He's a very, very conscious youth. Man, some good lyrics, you know.
Right, and he's in the video that you have.
And the Man Up video. Yeah, and you have Chronics who have some nice songs, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, some nice songs in Jamaica, you know, with some young youth still, but it's like they're not getting the exposure what them so really supposed to get. You know, because you have some youth who have some conscious lyrics in Jamaica.
Yeah. Well, it's good that there's still reggae music coming out of Jamaica, and it's still popular. I know it's very, very popular here, so it's a treat.
That's all I really have is music, you see?
Yeah.
You
know?
Music is like food, you know.
It's like,
Music is spiritual food, you know?
We all need
food
it.
Food for the thought, you know?
Right.
Yeah, because you don't have to just eat physical food, just saying, you know? Yeah.
Right.
You eat spiritual food too, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we're going to have a major feast tonight with some great reggae food tonight at the Melbourne Auditorium. We have time for one last song. Can you play one more song before you go?
Freestyle. Anything freestyle.
Just play one off of the CD.
A track off the CD?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Might take me a little while to cue that up. So maybe I'll have to unplug you and then we'll get it.
Yeah, it'll take a while.
But no problem. We'll get to that. But again, I want to thank Israel Vibration very much. We've been speaking with Skelly and Wiss of Israel Vibration. They will be performing tonight at the Melbourne Auditorium, showtime at 9 p.m., along with the Roots Radix Band. It's going to be a Roots rocking show tonight. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in and performing today.
Ross, thank you so much for coming in, too.
Yes, Todd, yes, you're very much welcome. Remember the mottos of the Roots Rock Reggae Show: music is going to teach them a lesson. And when it's all said and done, music alone shall live. You know, it's something else, and it's quite true. So we have a good example of, you know, the best in reggae here. And it will be highlighted this evening at the Melbourne Auditorium. So please be there at 625 East Hibiscus Avenue, Melbourne, Florida.
That's the Melbourne Auditorium. On those good words, thank you again for performing today. That's Israel Vibration on WFIT.
You're welcome.
One love.
Yes, yes.